We are back from Illinois. It's been a wonderful month out with our friends, but it's so nice to be home again.
You don't realize how much of a homebody you are until you're away from your home for a month, and it's been so wonderful being back.
I would actually use the word hermit. Yeah, we've just been so thankful for the friends we've made this year. We're thankful for all of your guys' feedback and contribution to this channel.
Yeah, we want to thank you for watching this. And also, we read every single comment that gets put on a video. So,
including the haters.
Even if we don't respond to all of them, we're not the greatest.
Bless and block.
And responding, but we see every single comment that you guys leave us, and it's so encouraging. It feels so edifying that there are so many of us that share similar values, and
I think that's a big thing for us. You know, I think so often, you know, there's not a lot of people who live with values or live with conviction in this world, and so to find other people who do, even though it's online, even though it's you know, people you haven't met in person, it's so encouraging to know you're not alone. Yeah. You know, that's the great story of Elijah, of even though you can be having an amazing time and doing amazing things, sometimes you just feel alone. And that's when the Lord has to say to you, like, well, there's 7,000 other dudes who are crushing. And so that's what we feel with this YouTube channel and our social media. We've been so, so grateful just to have connected with all of you guys, and just to be encouraged by you, be encouraged by what you guys are up to, and we really are thankful.
Yeah, it's really amazing how God directs our steps and brings people into our lives. And for those of you who have also messaged me on Instagram, I love that. If you have found my Instagram page and you follow me, but you've never messaged me, I don't sound weird, but it's helpful to know who has followed from our YouTube channel, because it's fun to connect with people. So yeah, we just want to thank you guys. It's been a lot of fun, and we're very excited for next year and all God has in store. And we're really focusing on having a positive vision right now. And it's really easy to like be surrounded by negativity right now for some reason. But
I think that's the spirit of the world, is a victimhood spirit, you know. And so you don't want to get caught up into victimhood. You don't want to get caught up into grievance or helplessness. You know, God is with us. He sees us in secret. He says to us, don't be afraid. And so we're not afraid of 2022. We think it's actually going to be great. And we think that, you know, if you go in faith, you know, make plans in your heart and the Lord will direct your steps.
I've been talking recently, actually, Scott did a live stream last night on his channel, and he mentioned something about how with the localism journey, it's easy to feel very alone. Like, God, are we the only ones doing this? And that's why I'm so grateful for all your comments, because everything you all shared with us, so many of you are being intentional with your shopping. But then you get out in real life, and like, if no one around you is being intentional with where they're putting your money, it's like, are we really even making a difference? Like, by our small little, like, we don't have an Amazon Prime. Like, is that really even doing anything if everyone else does?
And I think that's where, for us, this vision is, it's not about us. It's not about our life. You know, it's about leaving an inheritance to your children's children. You know, and so God willing, when we have children, we want this to be normal for them. We want, we don't want for them to start, you know, from zero, start from nothing. And if you take the analogy of like Dave Ramsey, we are culturally indebted. We are culturally in debt to institutions that don't love our people and don't love our places. And so it's on us to start the hard slog of getting out of cultural debt. You know, and like it is when you're getting out of financial debt, it's like, well, I want to be out of debt by Friday. And it doesn't happen that way. It's like a 2-year journey. It's a 2-year process. And it's the same way for cultural debt, for, you know, I want to belong somewhere. We want meaning. We want a place that we can love and people that we can call our own. And for so many of us who are just getting started, we're starting in this journey. We're the first ones. You know, we want it by this Friday. We want it by next year. And it's like, this might be a 2-generation thing. And so in Proverbs, when it says a righteous man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, one of those inheritances is belonging, is meaning, is a people and a place, is civilization, is Christendom, tribal institutions, tribal economy. But it's not about whether we see it or not. It's about whether we start the ball rolling and the momentum going, so that by the time our children come along, they have momentum. And then our children's children's like, oh yeah, we live in a local economy. You know, it's like, wow, like it's taken for granted because that is the inheritance we gave, you know, but we have to start from scratch. And so just to encourage all of you who are getting into this thing of localism and tribal institution building, you know, it's hard up front. It's hard to get out of cultural debt, but we have to start. We have to start. And that's our big thing is never to condemn anyone. You know, it's like we are also in cultural debt, you know. It's to say, are we going in the right direction? You know, yeah. So many people will say like, oh, it must be nice to not shop from the big boxes or not do this,
what
or not
a
do that.
Privilege.
You know, but it's like, no, just start going in the right direction. You know, 20-80. You know, if you can get 80% of your things away from global, you know, big box. And yes, the things you need, the things you can't get elsewhere, of course, go to the big box, go to Amazon, go to whatever. That's fine. Like, it's not a condemnation thing. It's a direction thing.
Yeah. And the intention, like, is your intention convenience? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, because it's convenient, I'm just going to go to Walmart. I'm just going to go to order stuff from Amazon Prime. It's about our heart posture, mm-hmm. of like, no, if I can find it locally, I'm going to actually pursue that instead of giving my money to these giant corporations that hate us.
Yeah. And so just to encourage you guys, you know, it's the small things like, oh, we were forced to go to Kroger. Now I'm all condemning on myself. And it's like, no, don't, like, live free, be clean. Like, we have clean consciences.
That was us in Illinois. When we were in Illinois, there's no local grocery stores. And
well, we aren't local, so we don't know.
Well, we aren't local, but I asked the locals.
And there wasn't.
And so.
But I'm saying we would have made a plan if we had lived there. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, exactly. Like, we would be making a plan, or Azure and all that stuff. But so we had to go to Kroger. And it's so interesting because we get back here. And we've gone without orange. I love orange juice. But we have gone without orange juice because we can't find a place around us that sells organic orange juice. And when we were there, Kroger sells an organic cold press brand that I really like. And so I would get it. And when we came back here, I told Scott, you know what? What if I just go to Kroger like once a month and get that orange juice for us? And how funny is this? Literally hours after that, I see someone post on Instagram that Kroger has canceled the benefits of those who have chosen to not get the jab. And I felt like in that moment, it was like, nope.
Yeah.
Not doing that.
Because that's, again, it's like, orange juice is nice, but it's like, yeah, we can go without it.
And I'm pretty sure I saw someone recently on a Azure haul get orange juice from Azure, which I've never looked up. So that's probably what I'm going to look into next.
All of that to say, though, it's like, we're not condemning, you know, it's like we had to go to Kroger. Like, we live in a system where the food system is a monopoly, you know, this food system, unless people are building. And this is why we're so big on localism, because there are people trying to build outside the system and they need as much support and money as you can give them, you know. And it's like, oh, his coffee is more expensive or his orange juice is more expensive. It's like, yes, because they're not some huge mega $1 billion corporation, you know, who can just logistically steamroll everything. It's like, these are small people trying to do the right thing. And it's like, we need to do everything we can to support them. At the same time, live your life, have a clean conscience.
Yeah.
If you need to go to Kroger, if you need to go to Amazon, if you need to go to Walmart, God bless you. It's not like, oh, you're the evil devil now. It's like, no, like, live your life with a clean conscience. Like, be clean, bro. You know, but it's like, but where you can support local, support local.
We're not legalistic about this, but we are intentional. And unfortunately, we cannot be intentional where there is no other options. So all of that to say, we just want to encourage you to keep going, even if it feels like sometimes it's not worth it. We once read a book by Brother Andrew, or about Brother Andrew, and he always talked about the royal way. And it kind of feels like that with shopping locally. Like, when you choose to buy from a small business or from Christians who have a small company over these big businesses that can undercut everyone else, I feel like those are moments that God is like, I see you being generous and sacrificial with your money. And I do feel that there is going to be a reward for that, because you are trusting in God that he sees when you've chosen to go the royal way instead of just the cheap, easy, convenient.
Yeah, you have to believe in a reward theology. You have to believe that God rewards you. I mean, that's the belief with all generosity. Why give generously at all if you don't believe God commands a blessing on it? You know, and it's the same way with our local economy. We believe that it is a part generosity. It's generosity to your neighbor. It's generosity to these small business owners. You know, and you've got to believe that that is the same mm-hmm. principle at work of sowing and reaping, the same principle at work of God blessing generosity. You know, you have to have that belief. Otherwise, you know, you may as well just...
What's the point?
What's the point and go and buy, you know, the cheapest thing you can find? And...
Because a lot of times I hear the argument against shopping locally or shopping small is, well, we want to be good stewards of our money. And so rather than spending a whole bunch of money at this small business or Christian business, we can get it less from Walmart or Costco or Kroger. So we're being good stewards of our money that way. But
but you're giving your money to corporations that hate God. You know, so you're stewarding your money only to give it over to corporations that hate God.
And hate his people.
And hate his people when you could be blessing your neighbor or your tribesmen.
So it's not really a accurate argument of being a good steward of God's money.
And the second thing as well is in good practice, in good agricultural practice, in good food practice, you know, you want to be eating food that's healthy. You don't want to be eating factory farmed food. You don't want to be eating crazy logistically expensive food. It's like, you know, we want to bless our local farmers. We want to bless our local producers.
Who aren't pumping their animals with estrogen mm-hmm. and who aren't...
destroying their soil with chemicals and yep. the water table and all this stuff. And it's like, there's this short-term gain that we get by having cheaper, more convenient things from these big box stores, but they're destroying our earth, our place. They're destroying our people. They hate God. They hate the Christian family. And it's like, it's not, you're not being a steward of your money by giving them the profits and by cutting out your neighbor. I think as well, like we're so used to getting what we want and having luxuries and having comfort that it's actually really easy. You know, a lot of people are like, well, must be nice to live on a single income. And I was like, no, like we actually live really well on like probably below the poverty line of so many other people, what other people think. And it's like, because we don't care for so many luxuries that we've had in the past. And it's like, yeah, would it be nice to have all these luxuries? Of course. Do we miss it? No. It's like being addicted to your phone. You know, you're addicted to your phone. And when the battery goes out, it's like, oh, okay, I'll read a book. Do you miss your phone? It's like, maybe. But it's like, because it's not an option, you don't care anymore. Now you're doing something else. You know, but the moment you keep putting something in your life, you're like, well, I need it. I have to have it. And it's like so many things we get from the grocery store, from online shopping, from all these places are things that we will never miss. You know, that's the great trick of marketing. Marketing is to make you miss something that you never need. You know, like, oh, you need this. All the Black
Friday emails.
Yeah, you need this. You know, you deserve this. You can't go without this. And it's like, I've been going 20 years without it. I'll be okay. You know, and it's like, so just to encourage you guys, there's so much that we can do without. And this is not a poverty mindset thing. It's not a thing of like, oh, you know, these guys are poverty mindset. It's like, no, it's like abundance mindset. We spend a ton of money on the things that are important.
Yeah.
The things that we do really have value and clarity on. You know, this is a great, I think it was it the Art of Manliness guy? He had a great podcast once where he was interviewing, I think, anyway, some money guy. And he was like, be rich in the things that are important to you. In other words, allocate all of your energy, all of your money to the things that are important to you. And then just live poorly in everything else that doesn't really matter, that doesn't really care.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, the guy, he just gave a silly example, but it's like, if you really want a beach house in Florida, which is going to cost you, you know, $300,000-$400,000, well, how many times are you going to go there? Like, you're going to go there twice, three times a year. Okay, well, you could hire an Airbnb for $3,000, save yourself all the money and the fuss, and just live richly for those. You know, it's like, oh, that's a great idea. And it's like, it's the same with everything,
yeah.
You know, with our grocery shopping, with our clothing, with our entertainment, with our hobbies. Be rich at the things that are really important to you. Spend your time and your energy and your money. Have an abundance mindset of the things that are important to you. And everything else, you know, either go without or, you know, scrape by. And it's like, you'll have a very enjoyable life. So just to encourage you guys for the new year.
And Lisa Graham McMinn talks a lot about the blessing of limiting yourself. We live in a world where no one wants to put limits on themselves. And she said, actually, like, there's a great feeling of discipline that comes from, wow, like, I've put a limit on myself. And that really helped me back in 2019 as we began this localism journey of like, no, I actually don't need things right at my fingertips. Because we lived in the city, we had Amazon Prime, and you get into this rhythm of, oh, I need something, I can get it in 2 days. Oh, I need something, drive to the store right now. If you live in a rural area, you've already been trained that you can't get everything you want right when you need it. And so I feel like we've kind of undone that, but it took a while to undo that. If I think of it, I need it now. Mm-hmm. And it really started with me reading Lisa Graham McMinn's book. And she talked about actually being very intentional with putting limits on yourself. And again, like, that could sound poverty mindset, but there's great joy that comes from it. There's great joy that comes from waiting for things that you really want because you've been patient for it.
Amen.
So God bless you. We hope that this encourages you, and we hope that you have a wonderful rest of your December.
Yeah, praise God. Merry Christmas.